They don't like it when you put your brightness up. It scares the technology. They think they're going to die quicker.
Hello, folks, and welcome to IT Stuff. It's March 2019, and you might have noticed this week is International Women's Day week. So, on behalf of the Equality Armageddon, that is the tech industry, let us be the first to wish you, but not us, obviously, a very happy International Women's Day week month.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, so welcome back, Chi, and welcome back, Chris.
Hello.
Hello.
How have you been keeping?
Busy.
Good.
You're shattered, aren't you?
Yes.
I mean, Chris shattered. Is even more shattered than you, are she?
I think I have to keep up the appearance.
Oh, poor lad. What have they been doing to you?
She just hides it better, that's all.
Yeah. This is the only place where you go where people really appreciate you, isn't it? Well, that and feeding your cat, obviously.
Mm. It's not appreciation.
Oh, okay. Mm. Mm. He nearly snapped me hand off, you know, the second time I fit. Anyway, never mind. So that's she over there.
Hello.
This is Chris over here.
Hello.
And I'm Momo.
Hello, Momo.
And I've got bulging eyes. He's and scary. I'm not really a thing.
That's amazing how you're not really a thing.
Yeah.
And you're doing the talking and everything.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
People warn you about me, you know, apparently. Something that really is a thing. Have you seen this? Throwing slices of cheese at babies on the YouTubes.
Does it work?
Is it good for the babies or the cheese?
Or the cheese.
Does it improve the cheese flavour? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, not really. Ooh. No, it's not good for anything except daddy. It's usually daddy, I'm afraid.
Oh, what's the purpose of
Apparently it's really funny if you're an irresponsible father. You stand there in front of your poor child that's sat there going... And you just get a slice of cheese and you go, splat!
Oh,
a little mite's face, and it makes a satisfying, weak splat noise. And the poor kid just looks at you with the other uncovered eye. And that's a thing on the YouTubes.
Wow.
It's 2019, and that really is a thing.
You know, there's so many things on the YouTube, so I just can't keep up with all the things happening on
there's
YouTube.
There's Momo, and there's cheese. That's all you need
to know. There's more than that. I'm serious.
Yeah. So, yeah, Mumsnet does not approve.
Oh, surprise.
Yeah.
Mumsnet does not approve of throwing cheese at babies.
Bad daddy, bad.
Yeah.
Do they have a public statement on that, or is that just...
No, not that. No, not that could be bothered researching. No. Anyway, I wouldn't go anywhere near them, because they've had another bit of a cock-up on the security front again.
What, Mumsnet?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not data breaches.
Yeah.
Public announcement.
For how many accounts was it? 46 accounts got breached. You could view other people's details, personal messages, you know, the lot.
Every single person on Mumsnet has been traumatized by the 46 people. I'm so sorry.
To be fair, every single person on Mumsnet has probably been traumatized by having children.
Now they have to deal with cheese and Momo.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, anyway, let's move on. At least they're not Facebook, which brings us to the world of evil.
Hooray!
I've still not got round to trimming that jingle down a bit.
No, it needs the entire thing for the flair.
Okay. It's nice of you to patronise me.
I think we could just play it faster. It'll be more intense.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, that will be hilarious.
Hilarious.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
yeah,
let's do that.
The challenge has been set. Woo-hoo. Yeah, next month. Right. Okay, so this month's special guest evil is Amazon. So welcome to the studio.
Are you sure they're a guest? That they're not some sort of... regular?
Yeah, well, no, we've got in the studio our special guest, Mr. Jeff Bezos.
Ooh, wow.
Jeff, pull your trousers up, mate. Nobody wants to see that.
No.
Okay,
terrible.
Right, yeah. No, don't take a selfie.
Oh, my gosh.
Grief.
Again.
Okay, right, well, I've pushed him under the desk. So, yeah, anyway, the Amazon ring. Yeah, thanks for the Amazon ring, Jeff.
You know, I don't know what the ring is.
It's a security camera.
Is it doorbell related? Is that why it's called Ring?
Yeah, it can be doorbell related. So it's to do with letting them in to leave your parcel.
Is it that one?
Defecating in your hallway or anything while they're doing it, obviously.
Is that the one where they could break into your house without anyone knowing that when they launched it? That one.
Yeah, that one.
Is that the one where people had to manually figure out who is a human and what is a car? They actually, you know.
Well, they've got a secret for doing that these days.
What, the algorithm?
They count the wheels and divide by the number of legs.
Their algorithm for working out what's what in your neighbourhood approaching your door turns out to be a lot of actual people in Ukraine watching live and drawing little boxes around faces and things and tagging them in real time.
Wow.
And obviously, well, if you didn't realise this was what's going on, bit of a surprise, isn't it?
Well, does that mean they can now blame it on human error instead of AI?
And the development team, they also have had full access to all your security video. And inside as well, obviously, if you've got any of these cameras inside, like that, you're encouraged to. And not only that, Amazon executives also had real-time access.
They must be really bored. So much time.
From what you hear about Amazon, maybe they weren't that bored.
Well, they're not allowed to take pee breaks. They've just got to look at that video continuously.
Yeah.
No pee breaks.
Yeah.
What's the point of the whole algorithm?
I think the no pee breaks thing brings them closer to the people in the warehouses.
Oh, that's how they got the robots with the bear.
What?
You know, there was a bear.
There was no bear.
Oh, a bear spray.
It was bear repellent.
Oh, the bear repellent.
There was no bear. I was really disappointed to find out there wasn't a bear rampaging through the factory.
Yeah, that was an accident. The fact that their own workers got hospitalised is neither here nor there.
So sad.
And also they're having a scrap with the actual river Amazon and the government of Brazil over .Amazon.
The Amazonian forest.
Yeah, the biggest river on the planet.
Seriously?
And the biggest forest on the planet, and they're having a row because .Amazon was on hold because it hadn't been sorted out the first time, and now Amazon wants .Amazon again.
Oh, Bezos, get your stuff together.
Can't they just change their name, put some numbers in it, you know, replace an A with a 4, that sort of thing?
That's not the kind of company they are.
No, it's not that sort of company. I thought that's how we did tech. I don't understand this present.
The ones with the elite speak, yes. Right,
it works for me. So, crypto news.
Ooh.
Do you want some crypto news?
Are we rich yet?
No, it's up a smidge, actually. A smidge is a little bit more than a gnat.
Oh, okay, I'll take it.
And a gnat is a little bit more than a bee's.
Oh,
It's up a smidge, but there's a dirt cheap smartphone coming up called the Electronium M1.
Wow.
You can remember that because it finishes at Leeds.
It rolls off the tongue.
And it's cheap because it mines Electronium tokens and you can use them to top up and that kind of thing. It's also a cheap phone because it's rubbish.
Great. Let's add to the climate change. Why don't we?
Pretty much. So, yeah, and there's also indications that Facebook is going to launch its own cryptocurrency.
Is it called Facecoin?
You should get in there first
That's the worst name for a cryptocurrency. Facecoin.
When you think about it, you know, the royal family has
Most
had
coins
Facecoin
have faces on it. I know.
Since forever.
They're going to have to sue them like they did with Amazon.
Yeah, well, it's going to have, Zuckerberg's face on every coin.
Only the physical ones. You don't want to know what's on the other side.
All that shiny, naive, polished look
tail.
On all your coins.
His lizard tail. The lizard tail on one end.
The lizard tail on the tails, obviously. Oh, well, never mind. Yeah, fine. look forward to that. Something we haven't mentioned much yet either is the Great British Porn Ban. This is going to happen theoretically at Easter or just after Easter.
Right.
Unless it's slipped. You know, they've had to revoke Article 5.
Well, they're busy at the moment. They've got this other stuff going on, haven't they?
Things on their mind.
I wonder what it is.
So, not a lot of people know about this, but there's the Great British Porn Ban coming. To log in to any porn site anywhere in the world, you're going to have to prove your age if you're in Britain.
Is it actually called the Great British Porn Ban?
Well, what else would you call it?
I'd because
Smuttogeddon or something. Yeah, get in there first, get Smuttogeddon before the sun.
So what's going to happen to people who...
Yeah. So, you're going to have to either put in your credit card number to prove that you're 18 and you've got a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Right, put your credit card number into, like, a Russian porn site.
So we know who you
nothing's
are.
Nothing's going to go wrong there.
No!
Oh, my gosh.
No. I mean, you could even imagine fake porn sites, Pornhub or something, just to snag people's credit cards. The alternative is, get this, you're going to have to go to, like, a petrol station with a tenner and your passport to get a special code, like a scratch-and-sniff card, to go home to put in to say, yes, I've shown me passport to somebody trustworthy at a petrol station.
So you have to buy...
You won't be able to buy those online.
Well, no. Obviously, because you have to show your passport.
So it's like the same walk of shame to buy magazines or condoms.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
Get your porn tokens.
But here's the genius, right? here's the genius.
Yep.
It's like BP monetizing people's porn stashes.
Yep.
Without even having to touch their precious little fingers and get their fingers dirty on actual pornography. That is genius.
That's crazy.
The biggest stroke of genius since Countdown monetized having 30 seconds of silence with just a tune going on. What a business model. So who have they put in charge of this?
Wrong show. Who? What?
The British Board of Film Censors is in charge of the whole thing. The government prioritised, obviously, over things like climate change, knife crime, fake news, hate harassment, that kind of thing. They've prioritised stopping under-18s from seeing any kind of smut. So they put the BBFC in charge because, obviously, the BBFC knows smut when it sees it.
It's worked in the past.
It's got a lot. It's got a sliding scale of smut.
Idiot knows smut when they see it. The difficult part is proving that you're 18 and getting the privacy and the credit card handling right.
Mm.
And the BBFC knows not one jot or tittle, and I use the word tittle advisedly, about that kind of thing. So, of course, they're in charge because the government doesn't know anything about it either. And they're refusing to consult on any of the age verification processes or privacy implications. It's crazy. What could possibly go wrong?
It feels like a sliding slope to somewhere
else. I think it's completely secure because there isn't like a stash of credit card numbers available on the internet in any way, shape, or form for children to find and plug into these. It's completely secure.
Not at all.
Worse still, that's actually going to take the kids to the dark web, where credit card numbers is the least scary thing that's traded.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
None of these obstacles work. We know this.
So, and now, ladies and gentlemen, a very important moment on the history of IT Stuff.
Ooh.
This is peak IT Stuff. After this moment, IT Stuff will never
cease to exist.
Ever...
We're just going to log off.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because we'll never be as good as this moment again.
Truly.
Nike smart trainers are a thing.
Are they smart?
Well, we'll come to that. Because the Nike Adapt BB is a £309 self-lacing smart trainer.
Okay, they sound smart so far.
They're Bluetooth.
Very smart.
Mm.
You can pair them with your phone, adjust the tightness, on the self-lacing.
That's smart, yeah.
And, you know, like all the torsion parameters. Mm-hmm. And also change the light show because they've got little twinkly LED lights.
That's smart, yeah. Still smart.
Okay.
Oh, gorgeous. But here's the fun thing. Mr. Nike has just sent out a Duff firmware update and bricked like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people's sneakers. It's 2019 and people have now got sneakers that don't work because they can't manually lace them up. So they just...
Well, of course you can't manually lace them up. You've got to go to the shop and buy the special laces that are very expensive.
No, you just go to lifehacker.com and get a hack.
But no, because...
fix it with Velcro or something.
Because the trainer has been... Like, one out of two of your trainers has been bricked.
You only need one shoe. You can hop. What's wrong with kids today?
Well, that's ridiculous.
Do you know who I blame? I blame Back to the Future. It's their fault.
But dozens of one-star reviews now out there on the net saying things like, my lift shoe won't even reboot.
I love the app reviews. Everyone's really unhappy about half a shoe not working.
Yeah.
This is rubbish.
Do you want to hear the wittiest thing somebody said about this? Have you tried taking it off and putting it on again?
Well, at least, you know, it's failed in the right configuration. Because if it failed tightened up, you'd be people with shoes trapped on their feet. So it's fail-safe in the right direction.
This is true. That's
true.
At least it is a right-side failure, yeah. Can you imagine the constriction?
They'd be going to the doctors, my smart shoe.
That is the future.
They'd be in A&E, wouldn't they? That like, is so the future.
You have to cut your smart shoe off your foot.
Get the fire brigade to A&E. Mm-hmm. Did you see that rat trapped in the grate in Germany?
Mm-hmm.
That was the other thing on YouTube. I mean, as well as obviously
as the cheese
slices.
Being thrown at babies and rats and grates. I mean, you know, it's a wonderful place, really. YouTube.
Yeah. Wow.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're running late. You're listening to IT Stuff, .106.fm.6.uk.106stuff.stuff.org. Service announcement. If you've got a free Flickr account with more than 1,000 photos, you've got until 12th of March to save the excess somewhere before they get deleted forever. Right? Flickageddon.
This is not the first time Flickr has done this.
They do this all the time.
So many times.
Nobody learns. Want you to fork out for a pro account.
They're like, give us all your photos, we'll delete them. It's not really a very good...
Hello. So, do you fancy doing World of Stuff?
Alrighty.
Woo!
We should speed that one up as well.
Ooh. No, it's fine. I think I like it. So, World of Stuff, what do we have? Surprise! Microsoft is back with the Kinect version 3. Well, I'm not sure it's called
version
3.
Azure.
But it's called the Azure. I'm not sure I pronounced that right either. It's a new version of the Kinect, back from the dead. So the nice thing about this is it's got nothing to do with the Xbox. I think Microsoft finally realized nobody's using the Kinect for games. Yeah? We are making art. Art and weird AR, VR stuff, but it's nothing to do with the games on the Xbox. So now it's literally connected to the PC and nothing to do with, you know, trying to hack things together and making the Kinect work on your computer. So what do we have? It's a computer vision camera that can use clever maths to reconstruct a 3D scene. The new version is all-round more powerful. Lots of sensors, so it's not just computer vision, maybe a bit pricey for just gaming, but it's more capable for things like art installations or manufacturing. Have you looked at the specs for it?
I think I sort of glazed over them. It's like one better. Just one better. 10 times more expensive is the deal.
It's a little bit more expensive than the current ones, isn't it? Although, to be fair, the current ones were given free when you bought a console. Or they're selling really cheap at CEX, but I think they're running low on...
I think the price is beginning to go up again now.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I didn't know they were discounting them.
Yeah, I mean,
we've
currently...
Missed all that now.
Well, it's all supply and demand at CEX. When they have, like, millions of the things, they go in the bargain bin, and when they only have 10 left, the price just increases.
Yeah.
they've got an empty shelf in the front window at the moment. What's going on there?
That's weird, for the ghosts. Yeah. Ghosts of technology.
Well, this new one looks really, really fancy. I mean, it looks really, it looks totally different from the previous one. It doesn't look as bulky as before. But also, you don't have to, I'm guessing, not buy that extra bit of adapter.
It'll come with the adapter.
The special adapter that you, it's so expensive, the adapter. It's almost as pricey as the actual Kinect, just to connect to the computer.
Right.
So this is all in one. I guess it seems much better. So, yeah.
Yay!
Hooray for creative technologists.
Mm-hmm. If only we knew some of those. We could tell them.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I think for crazy technologists, maybe we should move on to the next item.
The next item?
That's the link I was looking for, really.
Really?
A Singularity Watch.
I'm a crazy, all for the love of you.
Definitely want to speed that one up.
Yeah, okay. So we should have a trigger warning on this item. There are, if you've got anything that can be triggered, we're about to trigger it. Okay, you ready? Brace yourself. Researchers have already demonstrated deep brain implants in rats that can control rats' movements in a maze, you know, like left, right, forward, back, right?
Konami code.
Other researchers have already demonstrated limited ability to read simple thoughts in humans. You look at a screen and you think forward, left, right, and so forth. So put them together and what do you get? Yes, it's 2019 and remote-controlled mind-reading cyborg rats are a thing.
Suddenly I understand how the rat got trapped in that grate.
Yep. Specifically, this is out in China rather than Germany. Department of Computer Science, Zhejiang University, Hangzhou in China, integrated electroencephalogram-based motor imagery and brain stimulation to realise human mind control of the rat's continuous locomotion. You sit somebody in front of a screen, they think forward, turn a bit, forward, back a bit, and the poor little rat in the actual maze is
robotically stuck in a hole that's too small for it. Yeah. Because the human doesn't understand how big the rat is and how big the hole is. So they send it through the hole, they get stuck, and you just get this video on YouTube of a rat in a grate.
Doesn't have the whiskers.
Comment at the bottom of the academic paper.
You need the whiskers there.
Oh, yeah. That's what the whiskers are for.
Yeah, to know how wide you are. So cat or a rat.
Needs feedback, really, doesn't it?
Yes.
That's the next step, obviously. So, there you go. Other AI news. Elon Musk's firm OpenAI had a brilliant moment of marketing hype when they announced that their thing is so good at faking text, it's too dangerous to release.
Yay. Because it's so hard to fake text these days.
Yeah, they haven't made it. I know how this works. I've been involved in technology. Yeah, this one's too good. We can't give it to you.
You didn't make it. That's what hype is all about.
So having rumbled Elon, let's move on. Quickie local events. There's Badunkadunk Wednesday, 13th of March. Just Google Badunkadunk Bradford. Don't Google Badunkadunk on its own. You'll regret that.
Or not.
And there's the Coda Dojo at the end of this month, Saturday, 30th of March. You can register for the February Dojo at bradfordcodadojo.github.io.
That's no good because it's not February anymore, so I don't know why you'd want to register for the February Dojo. You want to register for the March Dojo.
Well, yeah, to do that, you'd have to send these people a pull request on the GitHub fixing that.
Oh, no. And did we mention Bratlog as well, yeah?
Yeah, well, if you want. So there's the Bradford Linux Users Group, Tuesday, 12th of March, and that's here at BCB Radio.
Yeah.
And there we go, early evening, 7 o'clock. And to wrap up, back to the world of Elon Musk. It's been a quiet month in Elon world. Well, apart from him being up for contempt of court. It's the usual. He tweeted something iffy about Tesla.
I don't know why they're fighting. I mean, Tesla's dead. They should just let it go.
Yeah, so last time round, this cost him like $12 million for misleading the stock market. How much do you think it's going to cost him this time?
$24 million. Yeah,
maybe keep on doubling it. I think they should.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, dear old Elon, apart from that and the rockets going up, that's about it for Elon World. So, it's been a fun...
Thrilling.
Thrilling.
Thrilling is the word.
Thank you for your companionship. I think that's the right word. And to finish off the show, we've got something called System Beeps. Mm. It's a music album by somebody called Shiru8Bit on the YouTubes. Mm. And it's in the form of an MS-DOS program that features original music composed for PC speaker. Literally PC speaker, not even sound card playing through PC speaker, but the actual 8-bit one tone PC speaker. You can run it on any MS-DOS compatible machine with 8088 or better and listen to some music in the glorious monophonic square wave. Ooh. So to play us out, here is probably the most listenable thing on there. To be fair, it's pretty bloody awful. This one is called Head Step. So check that out on the YouTubes, everybody. Thank you for listening. You're about to want to turn off quickly. Goodbye.
Bye.